In the Philippines, the Moro Islamic Liberation Front has announced it has deployed hundreds of fighters to help rescue kidnapped Irish priest Michael Sinnott in the Lanao provinces. But Philippine military officials warned that the MILF's involvement in Sinnott's rescue may only result in misencounters between the government troops and the MILF. The 79-year-old Colomban priest was kidnapped on October 11th in Pagadian City. We spoke to Father Pat O'Donohue, regional director of the Missionary Society of St. Colomban in the Philippines, who told us how his disappearance is affecting life in Pagadian.
People are trying to get back to everyday life as best they can, but it's very much still on the minds of everybody. In the school that Father Sinnott set up, the Hangup Kabataan, for the children with special needs. They did, in fact, go back to school last Tuesday, and they've been trying to carry on. But it's like something that's hanging over you. When you're dealing with something in front of you, you can give your attention to it. But then when you stop, your mind immediately goes back to this awful thing that has happened. I find myself wondering about where might he be? What conditions is he in? Is he somewhere up on a mountainside where the shelter is not very good? Would he be in danger of catching pneumonia? And most of all, does he have his medication? And we were very touched by the fact that Pope Benedict mentioned him on Mission Sunday. And I would like to thank the Holy Father for doing that, because it meant an awful lot to us here.